Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including Beyond the Wall of Resistance and my favorite, Why Don't You Want What I Want? And he's here to talk to us about to continue our series on influencing other people. You know, that's one of the things that we do in business, isn't it? We're all trying to influence other people to see things our way, and it's the way of the marketplace. It's been going on for millennia, and salespeople do it all the time, successfully or not, so whatever degree of success, and it's the way of things. It's what makes life interesting, and Rick's here to talk to us about how we can get better at it. Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you back. You've been this is a really big part of your life's work, isn't it? Understanding the power and the techniques of influence.
It really is. I mean, it really started with my interest in why do people support change, why do they resist it, and I've done a lot of work in that area, and then I really got interested in the individual men and women trying to get other people interested in their ideas. And so that's influence. And I just find it fascinating. And so I can't go anywhere without looking at it like a person who isn't able to get on a plane or something. I mean, an airport is a great laboratory to watch people try to influence other people.
Yeah.
Stress is so high.
My favorite one are the people who are trying to get you to sign up for a credit card. You know, they just kind of try to drag you out of the line. You know, you're late for an airplane. They're trying to drag you out of the line and get, sign you up for a credit card.
That's right. Yeah. And they'll give you a free
I want to go up to those people and give them a card and say when you quit this job, call me. I need a salesman like you. So yeah. What have you been there's something that you've seen recently that really yeah. piqued your interest. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, we've talked before about if you're going to influence people, a key thing is you got to be able to step in the shoes of the person you're trying to influence and say, you know, what are things like? So, for instance, I bet you anything that some of your listeners right now are driving to a customer or a potential customer, and they would do well to go, huh, I wonder how the day's starting for them. I wonder what's mm-hmm. on their mind. What do they think about us? Are we having this meeting because they're complaining about something? But to start to see the world through their eyes even a little bit gives us more options. Well
we do that. We do that probably on a regular basis. For example, if we want to set up an appointment with someone and we know they've just gotten back from being out of the office for a week, we don't try to make an appointment the day they get back.
Right. Yeah, and
so you're trying to put yourself. That's a very simple but fundamental way of putting yourself in their shoes, and also not allowing yourself to get step on a landmine or a tripwire.
Exactly, and so taking something like that fundamental and that simple, and saying so how can we expand that? And I read something in Forbes this week actually, and they did a piece on Jeff Bezos, the head of Amazon. And this mm-hmm. this one portion of the piece got tweeted everywhere, which means a lot of people picked up on it. And it's a really simple thing. When he has meetings, he has an empty chair in the room, and that empty chair represents the customer.
Hmm.
Now, you might think that's kind of hokey, but what it does is just that reminder of, oh, yeah, you know, if the customer were here, what would he or she be saying?
And I can't tell you how many times I've worked with companies over the years with strategy and you know, whatever it was, whether it was marketing or whatever it was. And I would actually have to say, you know, we've talked for an hour. Nobody's ever used the word customer.
That's great. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, good for Bezos for doing that. That's very good. Hey, Rick, give us your website, please.
Sure thing. It's www.rickmaurer, and Maurer is Maurer.com.
We'll take a quick break. Right back with Rick. More to come. We always get smarter, folks, when Rick joins us, so don't go away.
Don't we go in
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.